a very good morning to you. 3 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, and that's the bellman himself, Roger Whittaker. That's always little cartoons with his beard and glasses, and I see them around quite regular. Joined on the programme this morning, as we all know from last Sunday, Phil is gone on holidays. So we say good morning to Phil Hilton this morning in over somewhere near Blackpool. Is that right, Bob?
Is that where he is, Blackpool? I knew he wasn't here. I wasn't quite sure whether he'd been picked up for indecent exposure or was drunk or anything. Yeah. Holiday, is
it? Can you move in a bit closer to your microphone there, since this is live, you see. We're just trying to prove a thing or two. Yes.
Yes. I thought you were going to let me run the board, in which case it would be chaos. Total and utter chaos this morning.
Very good. Well, what was the roads like this morning down? Are they busy,
very
quiet?
Very clear. Yeah, no, very quiet, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, didn't pass too much at all.
Mm-hmm.
And them that I did pass was going pretty slow.
I see, yes. Yeah. And any news in the radio circles in Dublin, just off the top of your head, this darn thing, the ball rolling this morning?
Yeah, lots of news. I have from Barry's report, actually, some news about Q102.
Yeah.
As Barry says, Dublin's number one from Dublin 2. The station recently commissioned an audience survey in May, and the results have now been made available. Yes, they have. Over a 7-day listening period, 63% of young people in Dublin have listened to Q102, compared with 52% for RTE Radio 2. Q102 beats all competitors in the 15 to 24 year age group. Oh, yes, they do. But Radio 2 leads in the 15 to 34 year age group. See, we tell it like it is. Best known independent radio voices, it says here, are Jason Main, Bob Gallico, and Scott Williams. Q102's audience peak is between 9 o'clock and 12 o'clock. But a few do listen into the Brecky Show and Greg Cochran.
I see. You'd imagine that time of the morning, Bob, that in actual fact, people like housewives, number one, are kind of a little bit busy, say, making beds and all that sort of thing. Just taking a general picture of what people will be doing between 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock in the morning, you'd imagine that it wouldn't be peak listening time. The peak listening time would be more towards, say, 5, 6 o'clock in the evening, or 7 to 9 in the morning, or around 9 o'clock, not 10 to 12.
And yet it is, because let's face it, Gabe Byrne's been doing his slot at that time of the morning for years and years, and people do tune into him.
Yeah.
And they tune into the other programs as well. It's a different kind of...
Yeah, but for a music-type program...
Well, I mean, Scott's program, you know, which runs from now from 9 to 12, is mm-hmm. not quite as frenetic, perhaps, as some of the other programs. Scott
mm-hmm.
would play more oldies and so forth.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
And, you know, he is more of a friendly housewife-type disc jockey
mm-hmm.
Than perhaps some of the others.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean, yeah.
Housewives are busy. I suppose they have things to do. But at the same time, probably particularly...
But even the younger people, like, I suppose that would be the time to listen, yeah.
They would. And, I mean, housewives, let's face it,
waking
probably
them up.
9 to 10 is probably relaxed time. You know, there's all the activity mm-hmm. of... getting the kids and the husband away to school and to work. And come 9 o'clock, they've all left the house, and it's time to sit down, have a cup of coffee and a tea, and a relax, probably until 10 o'clock when things start. Anyway, as a result of the successful survey, Q102 has changed its lineup from last Monday morning. It now reads 6 o'clock, Greg Cochran with myself on news, and Mike Hogan up in the sky. With the eye in the sky. Scott Williams, 9 to 12. 12 o'clock now, Al Dunn. Been running now for the last week or so. And 1500, which is 3 o'clock, Henry Owens. 7 o'clock, Jason Main. Midnight, John Kenny. And then the weekenders are John Power, Aidan Leonard, Brian Graham, and Dave Kelly. We sometimes tend not to mention the weekenders, and they're just as important as the weekday chunks. Syndicated shows, well, John Lander's Hit Music Machine, which is this afternoon at 2 o'clock, and the 7-Up Music Machine, which was yesterday at 1 o'clock. Now, here's a little bit of a tidbit. The £10 on the street promotion will be back shortly.
And is this all news to you now?
Oh, sure. It was always the same. I'm always the last to hear, you know, sort of like Caesar's wife, the last to hear anything, because I leave the station, you know, generally about 1:30.
Yeah.
And everything that happens...
Happens after that.
Happens after 1. Nothing ever...
So it's staying loose the next morning.
That's right. Yeah. So I get to hear about these things later. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the old £10 in the street promotion, and it says here... It's news to me. To win £10, successful listeners must answer, I listen to Q102 all
some
the
of the time.
And then, of course, one of us gets invited over for a week to check it out.
Oh, I see, yes. See,
or they get a lie detector test.
And RT are doing one, listen, some of the time.
Some of the time. Yeah.
They're not a bad bunch of lads. Good morning, lads. How are you?
Yeah. I have a bit of news about that as well.
Yeah.
Hot news. But we'll save that for just a little bit later when people...
Right, okay. Well, myself, I've done a little bit of traveling, actually, during the week. And I was in... Lisnaski, Northern Ireland, and it was up around the Navan area, Navan first. And the Navan area actually didn't really impress me from the point of view that Navan is an area which is kind of in no man's land from the point of view of radio. Mm. Yes, you have one radio station there, Radio Carousel, and I was talking to Tina and Roger. I think I got that right. TR, that's the way I remember the two names, Tina and Roger. Roger, in actual fact, was compiling news as far as he was banging away in his typewriter, and Tina was just off the air from doing a morning program. Very, very good presenter, a little bit like Gloria Honeyford, in actual fact, I thought, and very, very good presenter indeed. So, other than that, getting into Navan, there was really nothing. We were getting in fairly good, energy was getting in fairly good.
Yeah.
Q102, not 103 or anything else, 102, was just about there. Boyneside was there on the outskirts of the town, and once you got into the town and drove to the streets, you actually lost them on both frequencies, 98.1 and 101. Now, as I said, this is my radio, in case anybody says he's talking through his hat. My radio, that's what my radio was telling me. Okay, once I got outside of town, Q in actual fact got better. We're even coming in ourselves in FM, because Navan is kind of basically in a hole as such.
Yeah, down the dip.
And I called into, as I said, the lads in Carousel, and they've a very, very neat little setup there indeed for a radio station. It's just two rooms, but it's very nicely done. It's all glass. You can go in and see what's going on.
Carousel,
and what impressed me most was it was very, very clean. Spotlessly clean, carpets cleaned, everything, windows polished, doors polished, handles polished. Very, very impressive that way. So in actual fact, it was neatly run.
That's a good sign, because like so many things, the outward appearance is an indication of what the station is like.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed to be very, very tight. The only thing that I thought maybe, well, it's Hugh Hardy is the man that owns the station. He was doing a link-up. They do a link-up from Navan to Dundalk, which Hugh Hardy presents a program, I think, between 10 and 2 or 11 and 1. I think it's between 11 and 1, actually. And it's country and western, and the link up with him. The link, in actual fact, wasn't 100%. It was, say, 95%. It did do a little bit of crack, and I was listening to it during the day,
yeah,
another time. And Hugh, in actual fact, takes over all his little relay stations and does his own program every morning. I'm sure he finds it successful. On the other hand, as well as that, I noticed the Carousel sort of aimed at the in-between audience. They were playing like the Wolf Tones and stuff like that, country and western, and an odd pop record. So it was basically a very, very middle-of-the-road station.
Yeah.
So seemingly, I'm sure they've done their research. That's the type of thing that goes down well around Navan.
Yeah, they probably have a nice
alone. So, other than that, really, other than Carousel and Navan, you could really say there was no other radio station. I tried the pipe system on the TV just to see exactly what was going on, to see was the pipe system in actual fact pulling in anything, and no, it was kind of,
yeah,
the aerials were definitely being the wrong way for the pipe system. RTE, that's about the height they were pulling in. They weren't even pulling in. Boyne said it was all breaking up and everything, and yet I had it better in the...
Yeah.
The van radio.
Well, Q is at the present time looking for, it has plans for increasing signal strength. Not increasing it so much as getting a better modulation, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Reaching a few areas, reaching those parts that we...
You're using VHF links to your medium wave transmitter. Your UHFs are beyond with your man in what do you call it, in Dallas. Oh no, is that your man in Dallas? I was thinking of Besco. They're in Dallas getting them repaired.
Yeah.
So that seemingly probably is the reason why you're not sounding that well on medium wave. Actually, when I was in Dublin during the week, I thought Q in actual fact was really sounding very poor on medium wave. I did ask somebody.
We did have a problem.
Yeah. I did ask somebody, and they said, well, that's because we're linking an FM, but I think we've got it sorted out now. But that was it. Anything else in Dublin of notice? In actual fact, there's one station that was getting in about the same as 102, and that was Energy on 103 in Navan, which kind of amazed me.
Well, of course,
it's a line of sight, obviously. It's,
yeah,
it's a clear run.
I mean, Energy had always had that, which is the X-Nova.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, but they're not on that much power, but it just seems to be line of sight, we'll say,
well,
between Navan and Dublin.
It's the direction.
Has to be, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, a bit of last-minute, late-minute news from Barry. Exclusive now, Barry, of
right.
NX UK.
Blow your lid.
Right, okay. And I'll keep, as I say, this little hot bit of news for a a little bit longer. Liberty's local community radio, that's LLCR, are announcing 104 Super Stereo. And from what we understand, broadcasting or transmitting on 104.4 megahertz, in addition to 107.2 megahertz. And there was recent logging of the 10:35 a.m. signal, i.e. on Friday. Excellent modulation was noted on this signal, and the best audio yet. So Liberty kind of showed.
Yeah, in actual fact, Liberty, I was in Dublin, I think, Monday or Tuesday, and definitely their medium wave was sounding very, very poor indeed, very tinny. Mm. And in actual fact, it went off frequency a couple of times and was knocking around as well. It seemed to be off-channel, their link. So it would only take a couple of seconds to sort these things out, so I'm sure they've them sorted out by now.
Excellent FM conditions over the weekend. You were talking about being in Dungannon recently. Well, excellent conditions have enabled people over a wide area to listen to many Dublin independent stations. In Dungannon, according to Barry, Brian Buckley received Signal Stereo 102. That's the name of the station, Signal Stereo 102.
Yeah, they're in Athlone.
Yeah. On 101.9 megahertz for the first time. And several of Radio West's, who? Oh, yeah. FMs were also logged. In Blackpool, Barry was able to log Liverpool Pirates on FM, to wit, Radio Veronica on 104.7 megahertz and Julie FM on the adjacent channel of 104.8 megahertz. I seem to like to name them after girls in Liverpool.
Yes, we talked about that, actually. That topic was what we talked about last Sunday, about them when the radio station started first naming them after. Oh, no, in actual fact, I was reading it in this month's edition of Airways magazine. Mm. We're here to serve, the print is actually missing, on a non-profit basis anyway. We're here to serve you on a non-profit basis, and they've got sunshine in front of it, and they've got a little ad for ourselves here in the back of it about our free radio program. A lot of the news in Airways, I'm sure you're listening in this morning, lads. A lot of the news seems to be very, very old, and definitely it needs some updating. On the other hand, you have some very, very interesting stuff. For example, Centre Radio was gone with nearly 2 months, and you have an advertisement in here, everybody's listening to Centre Radio, and you have a little bit about Tony Lumsden beating the world record, which, well, that is still a fact. Liberty's local radio, you're kind of recapping on a lot of news rather than an actual fact what next effect is going on. But still in all, I found some very, very interesting reading in it, without a doubt. And you can buy it in your local shops in Dublin, which is something I never knew.
I didn't know.
It's a small magazine. There's possibly about 20 pages in it. So if you're in Dublin, if you inquire of any of the news agents, maybe they might know whereabouts you can get it. It's called Airwaves. A little map of Ireland on the front of it, a shamrock stuck right in the middle of it. Sunshine is on the front of it. And there's loads of little bits and pieces where you can get transmitters and addresses of people who are other anoraks looking for correspondence. American news, actually, I enjoyed that, is that what is happening in America.
Yep.
And about them jamming the links for the television, and this fellow didn't like so-and-so, he jammed them and used bad language on their television screens. What's the thing they could do about it? And he moved around from channel to channel. Quite interesting. And illegal video transmitters, all of us, that sort of thing. Advertisements for different valves and all that sort of thing. Shortwave, two full pages on shortwave. They have still South Coast and Nova Kiss FM. Now, that's since the stations are gone, they're still talking about them here as if they were there. Maybe wrong, maybe right. DIY radio, what you can do with your at home, as far as getting the right length of wire for to work your radio and get the best reception. Mm. Press Corner, then all the cuttings out of Evening Hurdles, Cork Examiner, etc., about radio stations over the last couple of months. That took a bit of doing to get all the clippings and get them all right there. Yep. Some of them are very, very funny, some of them are very good. And the same on the back page. So the best of luck to you lads there in Airwaves. It's on sale in the shops, and it's well worth to read. Great old stuff, and it's 10 pages. Keep you up all night. I read it in bed.
Put
me to sleep. But anyway.
Speaking of being up late, I'm a little bit tired this morning because I stayed up late. Well, I didn't exactly stay up. I was lying down. I listened to the fight, the Bruno fight. Eh? Who won? Unfortunately, Frank Bruno didn't. He was doing very well. He was ahead by maybe 2-3 rounds, according to Henry Cooper and Eamon Andrews, at round 10, but he got clobbered in round 11. He'd hit Witherspoon a few times, and the famous Bruno right-hand punch hurt Witherspoon a few times, but it sure didn't knock him down. And Witherspoon was able to take it. Very, very tough boy. And he clobbered Frank in the 11th
round. As I say, a lot of timber in him.
An awful lot of timber in him, I tell you. That's one tree that didn't go down. And he caught him so toward near the end of the 11th round, got him in the corner, and brought Bruno to his knees, and the referee stopped the fight. So, hard luck. But it went on till 2 in the morning, so I'm a little bit bleary-eyed.
Oh, that's first news this morning.
Yeah, sure.
Right, Bob, you have some scripts there.
Yeah, shall us have
very well organized.
Shall us have a bit of music first before
then? We will indeed. Actually, the record actually I've lined up here is the Bangles going down to Liverpool about the unemployed and UB40s and all that sort of thing. So maybe not appropriate, but we have it on the turntable anyway.
Broadcast equipment, then go no further than Phoenix Communications. We can supply broadcast transmitters, stereo encoders, and studio equipment at very competitive prices. For example, a 10-watt FM transmitter costs just £125 sterling. For full details and our free catalogue, write to Phoenix Communications at 11 Barclay Oval, Woodford Green, Essex, IG8OPP, England. That's Phoenix Communications, 11 Barclay Oval, Woodford Green, Essex, IG8OPP in England. Holiday Island Hotels, where quality still counts. Holiday Island Hotels this year offer a wider choice and greater variety for your holiday at home. Holiday Ireland are a group of well-known hotels located throughout Ireland, where the keynote is tradition, character and hospitality. Whether it's a small country house style, a large stately city centre establishment, a modern hotel with all sporting facilities, or the budget hotel for the family or youth market, Holiday Ireland hotels offer the best of its kind in Ireland. All the premises under the Holiday Ireland banner offer similar Irish quality of friendliness, warmth, personal approach and genuine good food. Ring or write to Holiday Ireland Hotels, 1 Montague Street, Dublin 2. Or telephone 01-784-211. That's 01-784-211. Holiday Ireland Hotels, where quality still counts.
The Central Guards Tullamore, phone 0506-212-33 and Mount Melick, phone 0502-24105. All for you, all this month, special prices on the complete range of Sentra. 1.3, 1.5, 1.5 estate, 1.7 diesel and 1.7 diesel estate. The Central Guards Tullamore, phone 0506-212-33 and Mount Melick, phone 0502-24105.
That's just one of the great moments from the Bulmers Video Roadshow, the video spectacular which is coming soon to a pub near you. Come along, have a drink, and test your knowledge of sport, general knowledge, and pop music. There are lots of great prizes to be won, and it all adds up to a fantastic evening's entertainment. So make sure you have your seat for the Bulmers Video Roadshow. Watch out for it in your area.
Bulmers. Great decision.
Right, you're very welcome back. It's 24 after 11 and you're listening to the NRX programme. And hello and good morning to Miss Fox out there in Bracton Mullingar. She phoned in to say hello to us this morning. As you know, Phil is on holidays. We'll be back next week and there's a hand in the NRX programme. Bob Gallico from Q102 is with us this morning. And I'm going to give him some airtime now. He has a lovely script written out here in front of him. So away you go, Bob.
It's time for Blackpool Hotline. News of the stars.
No, this is exclusive right now. Yesterday morning, Saturday, just after 8 o'clock, Barry Johnston in Blackpool of NRX UK tuned into the medium wave to find what? That almost the whole of the band, with one or two exceptions, was obliterated by, quote, spurious emissions, unquote, from RTE's Radio 2 Beaumont transmitter again. That appears to be a common fault, according to Barry. Complaints were put in immediately, and fair play, after about 2 or 3 hours, the fault was rectified. But, Barry says, not before holding conversations with so-called technicians who didn't appear to know where the transmitter was. Oh, no, we've none on the north.
And have they not got a compass now to find out where they are on the mountain?
Well, a notable case of interference was to Manx Radio on 1368. And on calling them, Barry says a young lady said that she was the only one there and perhaps you hadn't tuned your radio right, which I'm sure Barry loved. No better man for tuning a radio.
Oh, yes. World's best, probably.
When asked if they intended to complain to RTE, the answer was, probably on Monday when somebody comes in. Manx Radio, of course, has a very powerful signal, usually about 20 kilowatts.
And they probably wouldn't notice it locally, so once it was okay in the station, everybody was happy.
That's right, yeah. At present, it's a little low on modulation, Barry says, as they await spares from the States, don't we all? But this RTE fault completely obliterated any medium wave listening to this independent station over a very wide area.
Nocte, nocte, nocte.
We have a record here, Miami Sound Machine, Bad Boys. But anyway, we'll leave that later on.
Speaking of the Isle of Man, by the way, my ex-partner on Magic, Peter Madison, currently working on the Isle of Man, can be heard with his, and seen with his Radio Nova Golden Oldies show at the Dungeon Bar in Milnes Hotel, Milnes Hotel in Douglas, Isle of Man. Peter is down in the dungeon torturing people. Sorry, Peter is down there in the dungeon, spinning the oldies Tuesdays through Sundays from 9 p.m. until late, or until he falls asleep, whichever comes first. I'm only kidding, Pete. If you go there, do say hello to him from me and from all at NRX UK and from all his friends. He might even buy you a drink if you do. Note that I said might. So Nova lives on in spirits, if not in the flesh.
Very good, yeah. The ghost lives on.
Speaking of the ghost... one of the most popular things that came about by accident, in fact, for about 2 months on Nova in the old days. Was a thing called 60 Second Theater, which it started out because I was writing a few jokes for Tony Allen's afternoon program, and I happened to write a particularly long one, which is more like a little mini drama than a joke. And it just started off this thing, which I called 60 Second Theater, and we produced about six or eight of them, and they seemed to go down very well. This is the one that was my personal favorite.
Radio Nova presents 60 Second Theater, a series of short plays for afternoon listening. Today's play, The Jungle by Brent McMurdo, starring Laurie Lamont and J. Wellington Minge. The scene is a remote tribal village deep in the impenetrable jungle of the Dark Continent.
Oh, great chief, I come speak your people, bring great message.
Oh, jolly good. We heard you was coming.
Are you speaking this?
Oh, sure, man. I know the Oxtail English pretty damn great.
Excellent. Missionary school?
No. The BBC shortwave.
Splendid. All the villagers, huh?
Yes, man, they all come to hear the speech from the Buana.
Absolutely capital. I bring you greetings from the great white queen far away.
Mabunga! 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 Mabunga.
Ah, thank you. Splendid. Yes, Mabunga. We come bring you British wisdom and justice.
Mabunga! Mabunga! Mabunga!
Yes, yes, yes. We bring peace to our black brothers. We welcome you as friends. And most important, as fellow Britishers.
Mabunga! Mabunga! Mabunga!
Well, that seems to have gone down rather well. Good to know that Britain still means something here.
Oh, it sure does, Buana.
Capital. Well, must be getting along. Bye-bye, chief.
So long, Buana. Cheerios. Hey, Buana, be careful where you're walking there.
Why? Are there snakes?
No, you nearly stepped in a big pile of mabunga.
Tune in again soon for another exciting 60 Second Theater. 60 Second Theater is produced for the Radio Nova Arts and Drama Department by Clark McKenzie.
Chris Carey is sending me on £10 for playing that this morning. Is that right?
No, I'll give you 50p for playing, because it's on the Bob's Brekkie pitch station. Which, of course, is available from Anorex UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, FYI 4RE in England, at a cost of £6.99, Irish and £5.99 sterling, along with many other things.
For nothing.
The other voice on that, of course, was Tony Allen.
Yes, unmistakable there, without a doubt.
We had great fun making those.
I was talking to somebody, actually, was talking to Chris Carey, actually, during the week, playing, well, said that we're talking to him quite often, so the man seems to be alive and well.
Oh, yes.
So, energy, sounding good, still made a few changes and that sort of thing. Where they're going or where they're coming from, we just have to wait and see. We're going to play it by ear.
Yeah, anyway,
go ahead.
There are a few changes on energy. Again, this comes from Barry's report, because he will always hear things long before I will. The station's ID as Energy 103 at all times, except at the start of news bulletins when the stress falls on the NRG, if you can work that one out. Frequency is 738 kilohertz AM and 103.0 megahertz FM. And the on-air telephone number is 6064. The show don't have a telephone number. Anyway, Caroline's David Andrews is now with Energy, replacing Richard Jackson, who went back to England. Known as Alan Burns, right, is calling himself, with a brand new recently acquired Dallas ID jingle. And also, Sybil Fennell, back live on air, reading news on Saturday daytime. Sounding... by the way, Q, we are planning a series of outside broadcasts from the new OB unit, which Barry says, in itself, it's the worst thing we are told. Yes, it is. A beautiful, beautiful OB unit that Joe King has designed.
Actually, you've seen it during the week. It all comes asunder, isn't it? And put back together.
That's right, yeah. You can actually pack it in the back of a car almost.
It's like Lega. Or Lego. Not Lega.
Eat that. With a proper micro link back to the studio. Nice job that Joe King has done on that, so we'll be getting that out pretty soon.
Right, I've some more news here. I had a phone call from actually Paddy Shure. So good morning to you, Paddy, this morning. And he ringing me from Nina, as far as I know, and he was telling me all sorts of things, some things I can't even mention on the air about particular jocks that worked around and that sort of thing, but you'll always hear things like that. Anyway, on Ross Gray seemingly are putting a massive burst of energy into getting their act together, he reckons, down in Ross Gray, and that's Mr. Fairbrother, whose brother owns a pub and works, I think the man used to work in Ross Gray Bacon Factory, so I think since that's our sausages. I think they laid off a few people, so maybe he has more time now to concentrate on his radio. Anyway, he's moving his FM frequency to 95.5 and FM, and his medium wave goes on 890 kilohertz, so that's 890 kilohertz. And he seems to be going all full of life and everything else, and he reckons he's going to make a good job of it. Right, Munster Counties Corporation, that's M or MBC anyway, I'm missing the middle word there. They were off, both their transmitters were off in Tipperary and Clare during the week. They're FM stations, they're linked to one another. And the man in charge there, as far as I know, is Bernard Rooney. And as well as that, in Nina, they can get 101, which is City Centre Radio in Limerick, and received that quite good. Also, Paddy gave me a number for 101 for Bernard Rooney or William Rooney, 061-44-266. Actually, I tried to ring that number on numerous occasions and the number just seems to ring out. So, Paddy, if you're listening in this morning, maybe you give me the wrong number there, 061-44-266. It's ringing out the whole time, so maybe there's nobody there to answer it, or maybe the number's wrong. If it's right, don't ring me. If it's wrong, ring me. Wouldn't that be the best way of doing it?
Oh, yes.
Save the phone.
What?
And save money on the phone,
exactly,
that way.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Right. A bit more Dublin news. Festival stations, Radio Ringsend, are on the air on 1530 kilohertz and 98.5 megahertz FM, and this station will be on for the duration of the Ringsend Festival. And then Telecommunity Radio, formerly Wonderland Radio, have been logged once again on 1359 kilohertz and can be heard in the Dublin area on 91.9 megahertz FM. A religious station, playing American religious tapes, has been logged nightly in the Dublin area on 1458 kilohertz, having moved up the band from originally being somewhere near Q. The modulation has been noted as being very poor. Of course, this may have been as a result of prayers by our Mr. Hogan if they were near our signal.
Yes, that's probably it. Actually, we logged that station as well there about 2 weeks ago, one evening, as you said, it came out in the evening. So we did listen to that. We didn't stay with it long enough to find out what was going on. We knew it was religious.
Yeah, it's a sort of Billy Graham type, gospel type tapes, I
think. Just looking at a thing probably during the week on FM stations in the States, like 99% of the stations all logged at different frequencies. Mm. In actual fact, it was in Q. Q102 had the Q102 package from the States.
The Dallas Jingle.
Yeah. And, the brochures and all that sort of thing. Yeah. But on it, like, on one page, I remember looking distinctly, there was a cutting from a newspaper of all the frequencies, FM frequencies, right, and AM frequencies, where Q102 operates, right. In the immediate area.
Yep.
And about 90% of the stations on FM were all religious stations. In actual fact, Q was the only one playing pop music.
Yep.
Then there was a rock. Another one playing rock, and another one then contemporary and all this sort of thing.
Oh, it's a huge industry in America.
It seems to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend of mine when I was over there last Christmas, 12 months, and he was telling me about this guy. He had he's this school where, in actual fact, all the preachers are educated there for gospels on the radio, right? So they go to university there. It's his own university, and they're trained how, in actual fact, to go on radio, how to present themselves, and how to obtain money of all these old people, etc., right? So anyway, one day he was at home, and he was scratching his head, and lo and behold, he's seen a vision. And the vision was that he'd have to have a new hospital. And the funny thing about the hospital was it had to be 20 stories high, or something crazy anyway, right? Where he was citing the hospital, in actual fact, there was a hospital there already, a public hospital, two-story high, and one of the stories was 99% of the time vacant.
Yeah.
Right? So he came along, and he got it on all his radio stations, like that the God had appeared to a man down the road and said that he had a vision that he wanted a hospital to for the sick and everything else, right? So the sick was like that if you got sick, you paid through the nose to go into your man's hospital, mm-hmm. and that was it, right? He wanted you on his list. So anyway, lo and behold, the millions just started to flow into him, people giving donations and everything else. Lo and behold, he got a 10-story hospital. There's only about a third of the bottom floor being used. Mm-hmm. Anyway, was he at home another day and he was scratching the head again, seemingly. And he had another vision. And this time the vision was for a 10-story hotel. You see, the idea was that for example, if you got sick, right, you could go into hospital and your wife and your family could come and stay in the hotel while you got better. So the same thing just happened. Again, your man now has a massive hotel and there's only about two or three rooms used in the hotel altogether and it's frightfully expensive.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's dozens of them. I mean, Billy Graham was the first.
Although maybe they're not all that mad.
Yeah. Billy Graham, the first of that type of preacher, in fact, was an extremely shrewd and well-read and intelligent man. Oral Roberts became the big one then after that. And now there's you tune into television, particularly on a Sunday morning in the south of America, and they will have these gospel religious programs one after the other. And they are selling. I mean, these guys are super salesmen, and that's why, I mean, the millions flow in. Mm-hmm. I don't think we'll ever see it over here, thank goodness.
Yeah, so, in actual fact, my point was right. They are super salesmen.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
It has become an industry, you know. But mind you, it's probably very handy if you're in one of those religious stations. You know, you're never going to have any transmitter trouble, are you?
No.
Nothing can ever go wrong.
Because you're only talking. You're playing very little music.
Well, it's not so much that, but I mean, if something goes wrong, you just look up and say, you know, do you ever fix it? You know, we're spreading your word.
That's it, and it seems to be fixed. Yeah. Highway to heaven,
Noticing on the front of that airwaves thing, Sunshine Radio, the big news, of course, during the week for Sunshine is...
Yes, we were listening to them here, actually, they were during the interview, changing their format, etc. Well, not format, ad schedule, etc.
Yeah, well, and it seems to be format, too. Of course, on Friday, they had their special 2.5-hour program of all the same record.
That's right, yes. We were listening to that
from
here.
From 5 until 7.30. And the music formula seems to be a new non-stop music type, Chris Carey, Radio Nova type, away from the friendly community sound which they normally project.
Yeah, they were always a kind of a good community radio for Dublin. I always
and they had, and I'm not saying this in any way to denigrate Sunshine when I said that they had a nice little listenership. They did, a good solid listenership, particularly on the north side. Very faithful to them, and rightly so.
Even in the Alex Centre, any time I go to there, amazingly enough, it seems to be more Sunshine, Sunshine and Q, but probably more Sunshine now, to be honest about it.
I would have thought that this new format would alienate those. I mean, if they're chasing after the mainstream, they're bucking stiff competition who have been there and who've established themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They apparently have a new program director in from the States who decided that A, the format should be changed, and B, the 2.5-hour show would be good gimmick. I would have thought myself, too, that 2.5 hours of the same record, a gimmick maybe, but I can't see that it would have enabled or would have...
Well, there's a gimmick for people to tune in to wait and see what happens at the end of this.
That 15 or 20 minutes, maybe,
I think that was actually good. You got to bore people because there's more people that ring people up and they say, look, there's something wrong with Sunshine. They're playing the same record and they're all tuning in, waiting.
Well, I wonder how...
Even we got to tune in ourselves at probably around 5:30 here, 7 o'clock.
Yes, but I mean, let's face it, you're interested in radio.
You have a point.
The ordinary
punter,
I think, might have turned off more people than they might have gained.
He would, He would have got a little bit mad. He'd ring them up on this sort of thing,
So no doubt we'll be watching developments. And ERI in Cork, by the way, they've returned on full power, as earlier reported, on 1305 kilohertz AM. The FM frequency is not at the moment certain, and I don't know if you know, Sean, but if anybody in the Cork area knows, they might ring you up and let them let you know what they've logged.
Since Phil isn't here today, and I didn't bother going through the filing cabinet with all his little bits and pieces, because I'll probably find last year's news rather than this week's news. So wait till Phil comes back next week, and we have news actually on ERI, what is going on and what had been going on. So we'll suss that one out next week.
Put it in the basket for next week.
Yes, we will indeed. Also, I was up in Lisnaski in Askillen during the week, and I was listening to Big M Radio, who had commercials running. We timed one of them, actually. It lasted about 2.5 minutes, one commercial.
Really?
There's about, an all-in-one shop, in other words, from babies' nappies to teak doors. And in actual fact, the ads are very, very long. I'm sure the guy obviously is making a few bob, but I just thought he went really overboard. All right, one commercial running, maybe 2.5 minutes long, but it was about 5 or 6 of them. It was about 10 minutes of commercials.
The ad program with every
Yeah, the ad program. Record, yeah. The records were ads, and the ads were records. Also listening to Ironside and to Cavan Community Radio. And in Enniskillen, actually, amazingly enough, I thought, on my radio again, though this time I had a good one, Cavan was definitely one of the best there. Ironside probably second in command. Mm. And Big M obviously wasn't there. Breffni Radio, in actual fact, it does quite well. It comes down the Midlands here quite well. Goes quite well nearly as far as the border, and if there's a Magna line there, it just seems to drop power and fade away into the distance for some unknown reason, now, because it do actually get out quite well.
Yeah.
Especially down this way, it's probably just the lay of the land. It don't get into the north that well as their competitors does, like Cavan. And Cavan, I'd say, in actual fact, are probably a little bit lower on power than... Breffni. Everybody up to that neck of the woods seems to have plenty of ads. They're long ads. Most of the stations run quite long ads. In other words, I think they're selling ads rather than selling time. We always say we sell time, not ads.
Yeah, I mean, I've been heavily involved in advertising and selling for quite a number of years. And I think if you're going to have a lot of ads, and this has been proven, I think, time and time again, if they're entertaining and interesting, and if they're fairly well... snapped out with no gaps in between, you will get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
People will not tune out. But if you have long ads with gaps in between, it does tend to be a turn-off.
It does indeed, without a doubt. Professionalism probably grows into these stations eventually, and probably there's a lot of them fairly young, and they're just learning the knack of it. So, as I said, they seem to have plenty of ads. So from one point of view, they seem to be making a few bob, which is what the whole thing is about. Like, they must have a few bob for running costs. By the way, you were talking about DJs there earlier on. We've got quite a number of tapes in from during the week. We are looking for presenters, DJs here. We're putting a whole facelift on ourselves, just in getting more staff working on the station, better output, I think. More pistons in the engine, if you know what I mean.
I know, sir. Yes.
Six-cylinder and four-turbo.
Yes.
Right, so if there's anybody out there who's interested in working down here in the Midlands as a presenter, newscaster, etc., 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 if you have any inclinations towards that, give us a tingle here during the week. If you have experience, give us a tingle on 044-421-04. That's 044-421-04. And you can have a chat with us. And if you have experience, we'll be expecting you down rather than sending us down a demo tape, whatever the case might be. Come down and say hello to us, right? So that's kind of fair to the point.
Okay.
Also, a few people still ringing me about my big FM transmitter. But as I said to you, Bob, earlier on, there's a shortage of money around. So one chap actually rang me, Andy from Dublin. Good morning to you, Andy. And he was kind of saying to me, well, I've heard an awful lot of bad reports about that transmitter. How come you're selling it so cheap? It is a kilowatt, and all you're looking for is... £3,500. Isn't that worth more, like £10,000? I heard it was only a bundle of wires, etc. So, in answer to Andy's question there, the transmitter is in perfect condition. It's XBBC EMI. It's about 15 years of age. It is in perfect condition. There's a new transformer to go into it, which I have. It's only a small one, about the size of your fist. And I've two or three engineers to vouch for that it is a good transmitter, and it is, in actual fact, a kilowatt. No doubt about that whatsoever. So anyway, that hopefully clears that it's not a bogey transmitter by any means.
Now, you're quite right, too, about there being a shortage of money around, as Dr. Fitzgerald is finding out, according to an economist yesterday. The government being £70 million short of their target, or probably will be, because the so-called boom in consumer spending, which the Taoiseach forecast or counted on, has not happened. People haven't got the money to spend. They don't want to borrow it. The banks have got loads of money. They'd love to lend people money, but people don't want to borrow it. Now, serial time and the continuing story of WLCB, according to Barry. We left the story last week with this Wicklow Town Station off the air once again. It had returned with a good signal on 1584 kilohertz. However, it disappeared at the weekend. Monday saw it return once again with an excellent signal, and as far as we know, it's been on the air more or less all the time since.
Right, can I come in there?
Yes, please.
Now, the problem there was that there was a trip on the transmitter, and for some reason or other... I was talking to the engineer involved there, who'll remain anonymous, but good morning to you, sir. You're listening in. I know you are. I wonder if Don Allen finished his bat this morning. But anyway, What happened was, your man was saying that there's a trip on the transmitter, right? So in other words, if it starts to draw extra current or the valves get real hot or transformers are going to blow or something, the transmitter will trip out. And it used to trip out about every 4 hours. So when the engineer would get to it, like, the transmitter will be back on, and he'd nearly have to sit with it the whole day to catch it blown, tripping out, so which was a kind of a difficult thing to find out. But one thing he said to me, no matter what time the transmitter went off at, or it kind of 4 hours was fairly regular for it, it could be 4.5 or 3 and a half, but he said one famous time for the transmitter was going out was exactly 10:05 every morning, the very same as somebody went out and pulled the plug. Just as programming was beginning to take a grip on the day, lo and behold, out you'd trip. So he seemed to be great fun trying to find out what it was. I think he was doing a lot of thinking in between when he wasn't there.
Yeah.
So obviously, according to Barry there, he's got it solved.
Right. Well, Leo Doyle is still, by the way, wondering if anybody has spotted the transmitter, which was borrowed when no one was looking recently.
Yes.
The one that used to be used on 1602. So keep your eyes peeled and your ears tuned. He would like to have it back.
Mm. And there's another transmitter. What about the one that was taken on the FM? I was talking to somebody during the week who was saying that was worth about £8,000-£10,000. And
yes.
That hasn't surfaced either.
I don't know these technical. I'm not really a technical man.
I know it was before actually you joined them when the station was just infancy.
Yeah, I
don't think in actual fact they've gone as far as being on the air. There's a lot of talk.
That's right. Yes.
A lot of talk about it starting up. And this is it. The people who at the moment are really supposedly crazy about buying my FM transmitter in actual fact are citing it in Cork. So look out down there in Cork. You could be in for more competition. I think that's where it's going, down that neck of the woods.
Right.
If they buy it, if they can get some of this money the Gareth Fitzgerald can't find at the minute.
Thanks, Abbott. Go to the bank.
Yeah.
Your lovely, friendly bank. Shall we have a bit more music?
We can indeed. We'll play this for somebody who... what mountain was it?
I say nothing. My lips are sealed.
And worried about condensation? Wonderglaze of Mullingar have the answer to your problem. We've solved the condensation problem with our new thermal window. Why settle for less when you can have this magnificent window at no extra cost? That's right, no extra cost. Wonderglaze are introducing this window at the same price as ordinary windows. Easy payment plans can be arranged to suit any pocket, and anywhere you live, a Wonderglaze representative will be happy to call and give you a free quotation without any obligation. So contact Wonderglaze now at Glyn Industrial Estate, Mullingar. Telephone 044 40394 or 40778.
Wonderglaze, the big one.
If you're looking for broadcast equipment, then go no further than Phoenix Communications. We can supply broadcast transmitters, stereo encoders, and studio equipment at very competitive prices. For example, a 10-watt FM transmitter costs just £125 sterling. For full details and our free catalogue, write to Phoenix Communications at 11 Barclay Oval, Woodford Green, Essex, IG8OPP, England. That's Phoenix Communications, 11 Barclay Oval, Woodford Green, Essex, IG8OPP, in England.
If you weren't born in the USA, now's your chance to get there. Because Stag can make your dreams come true. A holiday for two worth over £10,000 can be yours. Stag will whisk you first class to the US of A. Drive you around in limos, wine and dine you in five-star hotel style, bring you to a major rock concert, and give you £1,000 to spend. See special Stag bottles for full details and make your dreams come true.
Hello, how are you? Are you still there with me? You are indeed. You have another little tape coming up here, which I've queued up for me. What's that all about? Just tell
me. You remember a couple of weeks ago I told you about the program I'm trying to syndicate around the country called The Time of My Life, a one-hour program which is basically the big band music, the era I grew up in, about which I have a lot of knowledge and a lot of stories and reminiscences. And I put together a one-hour program, which hasn't yet actually been launched, but hopefully will one day soon. And it's a mixture of reminiscences, big band music, and some of the type of rubbish that I used to do on and Radio Nova, and still do occasionally in the mornings on Q. Now, I brought down an excerpt, which is, let's have a listen to this.
Why tell them all the old things?
Whispering grass, just a load of blabbermouth. I mentioned in an earlier program that I never saw Glenn Miller, but I came close. At least I was very close to where he played an engagement in 1937, but far too young to be out drinking and dancing at the age of seven, of course. That's right, do a quick count. The venue was Playland Casino in Rye, New York, not many miles from where we lived. Playland itself was a vast amusement park, open spring to fall, to which my brother and myself were taken often during the season. It was a marvelous place with everything you could ask for in the way of rides and amusements. I particularly remember a huge rotating barrel that you went into and slid around inside as it turned. My first ride on a roller coaster was at Playland. I was terrified, but I kept going back for more, didn't we all? I went on a trip back through my childhood haunts about 7 years ago. Playland is still there, and that roller coaster is still there. But now, as a grown-up, it looked every bit as terrifying as it did all those years ago. I also remember in the spring of 1937 seeing a dirigible flying over Playland. I'd been taken there on my birthday in April. I have a clear memory of looking up and seeing this beautiful silver ship gliding along overhead, the ill-fated Hindenburg, which 3 weeks later would come to its tragic end during a thunderstorm at its mooring mast in Lakehurst, New Jersey. But back to Glenn Miller. As I said, he was at the Playland Casino that summer, unbeknownst to me. He was engaged to play on Sunday, June 6th. The contract stated that the price agreed on was $200 for the whole band. Not a lot, even in 1937. The contract with Mr. Mike Badalato of Playland Casino Restaurant for Glenn Miller and 13 members of his orchestra read in part, "Money is to be paid at the end of the engagement. Band to rehearse and play show sometime between the hours of 8 p.m. and 3 a.m. daylight saving time." The great days of the Glenn Miller sound and the big money were all to come. And, of course, that's American Patrol by Glenn Miller. That's the flavor of the program, so if any of the stations are interested, contact Barry.
Very good. That's Barry in Blackpool.
In Blackpool, who's looking after things for me.
Or they can give us ourselves a ring here, and we can put them in touch with us. No problem whatsoever. If you've lost the address or you want to get in touch with them, by all means. Right, we've about 2.5 minutes left in the program this morning. And I think we've got all our problems sorted out. Radio West has. There's a lift on, as you were talking about lifts there earlier on in the program. Mm-hmm. There's a lift on in actual fact yesterday morning. I heard our at Lone Relay pumping out all sorts of garbage. mostly Spanish stations. It was we link on 94.1. So the 94, some guy operating in Spain on 94.1. In actual fact, it has occurred to me. 1 second. That in actual fact, when stations are linking, in actual fact, 104, 105, 106 probably is a better link frequency rather than down the end of the band, because most of the foreign stations would have a bigger concentrate of transmitters, we'll say, from 100 down to 92.
Yeah.
Like, when you think of it worldwide, most of the stations are down there. When you go to America, okay, most of the bigger stations are up 108 and 107 and this sort of stuff. But I think here in Ireland, if you're linking, that's one of the problems I'm just sort of realizing now after years of it. If I'm linking, it's a bad frequency to link on from the point of view of skip only. So, the new station at Lone Signal Radio is still operating away. Seem to be getting out quite well from where they are. Still, actually, all over the band, if I may say so. It's something I don't like saying. I think that they should sort themselves out. They are right across the band as you drive through the town. They're going to make problems for themselves. We talked about that, actually, the last day you were here.
That's right.
And I was talking to a few people who had a look at their transmitter and that and said, yes, they have harmonics and that. So, lads, in your own interest, it's to sort it out as soon as you can.
I'm sure they will.
Who else have we to talk about? New station starting in Naas hasn't started yet. We had that young man onto us during the week there again, Gordon. I think Gordon is his first name or his second name. And he's still looking for FMs. And we also had a young man on from down Limerick direction, and he was talking about going to England to buy a transmitter for a crazy amount of money. I think it was £200 for a 10-watt transmitter.
That's very cheap, isn't it?
That's very dear.
You see, that shows exactly what I know about equipment.
In actual fact, I give him a few tips and addresses and things like that to get in contact with other people in the business who would do one, I'm sure, for about £50. I think that was actually Gordon in thing, and maybe I'm wrong on that. A lot of people actually rang us in during the week. Thanks for all those people who sent us in information during the week. As you know, Phil wasn't here with us this morning. He's gone on holidays for a week. He should be back next Sunday, I think.
With all the letters and the band check and all the usual.
Yes, so we say good morning to him. He's listening, I'm sure, at the moment. And,
good morning.
Probably with Barry, you know, yes.
Very possibly, mm-hmm. Although he didn't say so last night.
And we have our ear to the ground to see what's happening with energy.
Yeah.
It's sounding good. It's a pity they don't have the ads. What's going to happen there, we don't know. We'll just have to play it by ear. I reckon something will be happening shortly.
Yes, I think so. Exactly what it is, I don't know. But as I said the last time I was here, good luck to them and to any...
Yes, exactly. And we're here, without a doubt. Boyneside still travelling away, quite good up around the Cavan area on both frequencies. I've listened to them, even up as far as in the Skillen, both frequencies quite good. I think that brings our programme to an end. The hour went fairly fast. Thanks very much for coming down, Bob.
Pleasure. Great pleasure.
I talk an awful lot, but that's only one of my problems.
I'm sure that's what it's all about. See
right.
Again.
We'll see you all next week between 11 and 12 for the NRX program. Now we're switching over to something more contemporary, traditional Irish music. So, a very good morning to you. Have a nice week. Bye-bye.